Welcome to another episode of The Traveling Introvert. So today we're going to talk about LinkedIn. There is a lot you can talk about LinkedIn, but I'm going to be very, very specific. Asking someone to connect with you on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is a bit, doesn't really know what it wants, because on one hand, it tells you, warning, do not, you know, ask someone who you do not know to become a connection with you. On the other hand, if you're in the app, it just says, hey, do you know this person? Yeah, or we'll just take all your contacts from Outlook or Gmail or whichever you're using and blast them out and try and get people to connect with you. And they don't ask you to personalize the message if you are in the app. So on one hand, they're trying to get you to connect to as many people as possible. On the other hand, they're saying you should only connect with reliable people who know you and etc. That's a LinkedIn problem. The actual problem I have is during my career, or careers, I've definitely had profiles that mean I get a lot of people asking to connect with me, which is fine. However, don't just send the form message, which is like, you're part of the respected community or a professional that I trust or some other BS that's there, and I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn. That, to me, shows a level of not caring, not being professional, and I will mark you as spam, and I'll tell you why. If you do want to connect me, you might not know me, but if you do want to connect with me on LinkedIn, at least take the minute to go and look at my profile and say, hey, I would like to connect with you because I saw this article that you wrote, or I am also an introvert, or I also like to travel, or I just liked your profile. Don't tell me that you liked my picture. I've definitely had that before. Kind of creepy. Take the 2 seconds to go look and make it personalized. And I'd like to connect with you because of X, Y, and Z. Preferably don't say, I'd like to connect with you to grow my numbers. That's not how it works. It's not like spaghetti, you throw it at the wall and see what comes back. The whole point and idea of LinkedIn, unfortunately, some people think it's just to grow numbers, but really it's to get connections and people that you would talk to or about or just have in a range of different things. So personalize the message. I will say it one more time. Personalize the message, because it means you give it, you know, that thing that you give, you care. So it's something you really should pay attention to. Anyone who just sees 100 names and just sends it to everyone, that's not really a good tactic. That's not what it's about. And introverts especially do very well on LinkedIn just because of the way they find things to do. Also, another way that when you connect, you could give value, suggest a book someone could read, or an article or something that you found interesting, because then that starts a conversation. And the idea is to start a conversation, to start growing a relationship, and that takes time. Ooh, just thought of another thing I'm going to talk about. Relationships. That'll be next. So, yes, LinkedIn. Don't spam. Don't just send out 100 messages. Personalize it. And if you get people who, like, message you, because this is one thing I've had. Someone sent me a message, and for once I decided I wasn't going to send them, mark them as spam. I sent a message back going, hey, such and such. I don't know if I met you on one of my talks or at my workshops. And, you know, I travel a lot. Maybe I did meet you and I can't remember. If so, I am very sorry. Can you please remind me where you met me or why you want to connect? This particular person wrote back and said, and I quote, I don't have to conform to your standards. Why should I tell you where you met me or what you did? Actually, you haven't met me. I just wanted to connect. But now I don't want to because you seem to have these really ridiculous standards. I'm sorry. I just wanted to know why you wanted to connect with me. I didn't realize you were going to be so sensitive about it. I guess you don't really want to connect with me and or don't know me. So you're just adding me for numbers. And I don't play that game. So, yeah. Note to self. Always, always, always personalize your LinkedIn invite. Thank you for listening to The Traveling Introvert. Again, if you would like to connect with me, ask me a question, get me to talk about something on this podcast, contact me on introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com. Have a good rest of your week.